So we've all just sung the words, the power of the Lord is moving in this place. It's exactly the words we heard in the first reading today. So what does that mean? The power of the Lord is moving in this place. Well, hopefully, the power of the Lord is moving not in this place, the church, but in this place, our hearts. For us. What does that mean for each one of us? What does it mean, the power of the Lord? Well, I think the power of the Lord can mean giving us power as well. And that power in us can be used to take risks. Risks in our lives. When I say risks, it's living up to our potential. We've all got immense potential within us. And occasionally, well, quite often in my case, we take the easy route. We make the easy decision. There's a difficult path out there, and we say, actually, you know, I'll just take this little deviation here and make life easy for myself. That's not what the power of the Lord is about. The power of the Lord is a support for us to take risks in our lives. Others may think we're being foolish. We're being different, standing out from the crowd, doing something new in our lives. That's the risk that God will support us with his power. Last week I put in the bulletin a poem from someone who was here on the island for 2 months. Alyosha was a Slovak who was doing a world trip. And he said to me one day as he was leaving, this is the poem I want to write for the church. Don't forget, English is his second language. And I put this in last week's bulletin, but Kate was here, so she didn't read it out. I just want to read a little bit out. It says, be called, be whatever you are called on to be. Enjoy the beauty of life and decide to be free, no matter how ridiculous to others this may seem. Try to feel like a wind in the sky, not troubled by questions of where nor of why. Love, love, love. Wherever you look, you will see just that face, how lovely life can be when you feel his grace. But remember that gardens of love are protected with fields of pain, and if you're not prepared to go through them, you will never thoroughly be able to speak out their name. And that, to me, is the risk-taking that we're talked about today. The gardens of love are surrounded by fields of pain. If you're not willing to go through that difficulty, to take that risk to get through there, you're not going to realise what's on the other side. That's what the risk-taking is. I think it's fair to say that many of you here, many of our parishioners, many of our congregation, took a big risk when they first came to St. Bart's, all those years ago. St. Bart's wasn't what it is now. 30 years ago, more, even 20 years ago. It was a risk to come here, to buy a house here, to put down roots here. But that's an easy risk to take now. People think, wow, look at St. Bart's. But the spirituality here is what keeps us here. The spirituality of this church is what can keep us here. And if we take risks in our lives, we want to make a change in our lives. That change in our lives is not just going to change us, it's going to change others. And that's the risk worth taking when the decisions in our lives can affect others for the good. In the gospel today, we heard about Jesus taking a big risk. He had 5,000 people in front of him. He said, didn't send them away. He said, I can make this work. It's a bit like one of these music festivals we have nowadays, all these young people go there. They're going to make it work together no matter what the difficulties are. He's a risk taker. He says, I'm going to make this work. Imagine those 5,000 people together. What spirituality would have felt? That's why in our church, when we have a small congregation in the low season, remember those words, when two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. And this church has that spirituality, whether there are two people sitting here or 152 people sitting here, it still has the spirituality. That's important to recognize, because that spirituality, that power of God is within us no matter how many people are around us. And then Jesus took that risk of putting a first step on water. That miracle, that Jesus walking on water, is one of the most best known parts of the gospel. What does it actually mean, Jesus walking on water? Does that mean we can go out and step on Gustavo and not worry how to get to St. Martin? What it means is that he took the risk. His first step was the most difficult one. But he had the power of God in him, that he knew he wouldn't sink. He'd go walking out to meet his disciples. And he did that, taking that risk. The metaphor for that gospel is for us to make that first step. The first step of any risk-making venture is always the most difficult. It's the one that stops us doing it. We're going to look foolish. People are going to point their finger at us. We're going to be different. When Jesus walks on water, he shows us that we too can change our lives, take that risk, move away in our lives to find a new path, a new direction, a new something in our lives with the power of God moving in our place, moving in our hearts. And that risk-making venture isn't something which is going to be a detriment to us. It's something which is going to be fulfilling for us and fulfilling for others. And the best thing about making that decision is knowing it's right. We always know when something feels right in our hearts. We have to make a decision. It's the one that makes us feel good. It's the one that we don't lose sleep over. We're not tossing and turning, should I do this, should I do that? When you make the decision, it feels right. Father Charlie's God-shaped hole in all of us gets filled when we make the right decisions. That's what we have to be looking for in our lives. And it's not that we can do that. It's not that we can make those changes. The power of God in us means we should make those changes. Should take those risks. Should show other people how to make our lives better and their lives better. Not we can do it, but we should do it. Amen.